This is a production of Cornell University.
Student Assembly meeting, September 3rd, 2009.
All right.
Yeah, I don't have one.
All right. It is now 4:51. The meeting will now be called to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Here.
Here.
Sorry, who is the
challenge?
Oh, he's a chief.
Here.
Oh, yo, here.
You say William?
Here.
All right, we have a few copies of the minutes from the last meeting of last semester that we need to approve. They should be scattered around the table. Are there any changes to the minutes? Okay, if not, then the minutes will be approved. Now I'd like to give an opportunity for any members of the audience, if they have something to say, to please step up to the microphone. You'll have 2 minutes to present your case. Please state your name and year for the record. Is the mic on? Try to speak in the mic. Okay.
Thank you.
right. Thank you very much. If there are any other members of the audience who would like to say something, please step ahead. Okay. We'll move on now to the oath of office. If all the newly elected representatives would please rise. And repeat after me. In view of the trust the Cornell community has vested in me.
In view of the trust the Cornell community has vested in me.
As well as my personal sense of honor.
As well as my personal sense of honor.
I, say your name.
I, O'Leary.
Do solemnly affirm to fulfill my responsibilities. As a student's elected representative, I will engage in open and honest debate. In a process where I am guided by truth and fairness. I will never purposely misrepresent facts. In an effort to achieve my goals. If a conflict of interest arises, I will relinquish my right to participate in the decision-making process. I will seek out and voice effectively the interests and concerns of the student body. Address the issues of my fellow students. And strive to improve the quality of life at Cornell for all students. All right, you may be seated. You're now officially members. All right, now we will move on to announcements and reports. First, we'll have an elections committee update from the Director of Elections, Nikki Jones.
I think very well so far. We've had, I believe, 80 packets checked out at this point, which is quite a few. So hopefully everyone will turn them back in by 12:30 p.m. on Tuesday, and we'll start checking the signatures and getting all of that. So that's sort of my update. So things are going very well. I'm assuming that many of you in the audience here are interested in running. So yeah, I guess you should remember to turn those packets by 12:30 on Tuesday.
Now, VP Andrews will give a Zimrad update.
I'm actually going to give that update next week.
Okay. All right. I have announcements to make regarding an event that Cornell United Religious Works is having on campus. It will be September 22nd. And they are inviting a professor, Steve Schifrin from the Cornell Law School, as well as a lawyer from the First Amendment Center to discuss freedom of speech and religion on campus. And there will be a resolution that I'm drafting and planning to present later on today about it. Now a VP update from VP Basil.
Yeah, just a reminder to all Assembly members, and I'll send out another email reminder in the next few days. We're having an eligibility hearing for bilingual funding for Big Red Bikes and Alternative Breaks this coming Monday at 5 to 7 o'clock in Golden Smith 142, I believe. Is that the right room? I'll double check. I'll send it out. But if any Assembly member who's not in appropriations is interested in coming and sitting in on any of the appropriations hearings this fall, feel free. And again, 5 to 7, we're hearing Big Red Bikes and Alternative Breaks. And what we also touched on briefly during that discussion, the training session last week about, philosophically, are we going to look to raise the student activity fee, or are we looking to keep it constant? We're going to be trying to have that discussion as an appropriations committee at 4:30, from 4:30 to 5. So if you're interested in putting your 2 cents into that conversation, do try to come by Goldsmith 442, I think, at 4:30 next Monday. Any questions?
A staffing update from VP Kumar.
Great, thank you. First of all, I just want to remind all of student assembly members of the attendance policy. It's all in our charter. Any voting member who is absent for 3 consecutive regularly scheduled meetings or for 6 regularly scheduled meetings total, you lose your right to vote that way. In terms of excused, non-excused absences, if you have, a reason, academic, it's all listed in the standing rules. If you have, academic reasons, official student assembly business, that sort of thing, you can let me know, but that only counts towards proxy votes, so that doesn't affect whether you accrue an absence or not. And I'll talk a little bit more about the staffing updates later. I just wanted to let you all know, let many of you know, we've gotten a ton of applications. Over 125 applications for committee positions. And right now in our student assembly chart, there's only about 40 positions available for community members. So we've begun to start staffing different committees. And for those of you in the audience who are interested in being on a committee, we should let you know in the next 2 weeks or so whether you've been selected or not. So you'll hear from us pretty soon. And if you have any questions, feel free to shoot me an email.
Thank you, VP Kumar. And his email is njk38,
yep,
in case anyone needs to know. Another announcement I had, Yulia Navarova, I believe her last name is, and Charlie Feng, the two SAFC chairs, had sent me an email, and I told them I'd announce it at the meeting, thanking the Student Assembly for allowing them to hire 2 federal work study employees over the summer to help develop the new SAFC application platform. They say it has better programming code and it syncs with various CU systems and there's a lot of potential, so they just wanted to express their gratitude for that. Right, now we'll move on to, one other announcement. I plan to have office hours starting this Saturday at noon. It will be in the live cafe of Olin Library. So far, it's probably going to be from around noon to 2 p.m., but if it's going to change, I'll just bring that up again.
Can I make a motion to move the Ithaca Tar presentation to announcements and reports?
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any dissent? Alan, if you'd like to come present. Yeah.
So, but how do you guys know that they actually have a believe it or not, we don't have a program that exists like that right now, despite, you know, all the pieces being in place. Credits would be transferable, grades would be transferable. They're both Cornell methods. So that's the main goal that we're going to be working on right now.
Is there a way to increase the volume on this?
it's a great time to meet people from all over the world. And, yes.
All right.
This is only the second year, so there's a lot of room for improvement. If you want to take a voice in it, that's the time.
All right. Thank you very much for presenting. Moving on now, we're going to go to business of the day. I'm thinking on hindsight, I should have presented this earlier, but it's still before we made any resolutions, so I can still give a little brief welcome to everyone. So, good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of my fellow assembly members, our advisor, Dean Hubble, and everyone involved in the SA, which includes everyone on campus, basically, so I should say on behalf of all of us, I would like to welcome you all to the 2009-2010 Student Assembly. I know that in deciding to run for the Student Assembly, my fellow Assembly members have shown themselves to be people of courage, humility, and integrity. We have made the choice to devote ourselves unselfishly to a host of student concerns. I trust that every elected representative here understands the tremendous honor and burden that comes along with this position. People on this campus have put their trust in us because they felt that we were most capable of representing their interests. We need to understand the enormity of this responsibility. They are relying on us to fight, to struggle for them, as if it were us who are facing financial hardships staying in Cornell, as if it were us who feel uncomfortable walking around campus and unsafe. I think I speak for the entire assembly when I say that every resource I can muster, I will use to help you. But it isn't about you. And I say this because when you are successful, you can help a whole lot of people. So it's not just about you or me. It's about what we can do, the collective effort. The power that we have to accomplish our individual agendas is infinitely greater because of what we can do and the bonds we'll create this year. And I hope this will grow and grow and develop. The experience we have here and the relationships we build, not just among ourselves, but with the entire student body, are about helping us go farther and accomplish more than we ever thought possible. My fellow members of the Assembly and esteemed guests in the audience, if you think right now that the moon is our destination, you're not thinking far enough. As VP Basil said once before, this year we have the privilege of allocating the student activity fee. I have no doubt in my mind that along the way we will make mistakes, but I guarantee you that we'll own up to them. We will learn from one mistake and move forward. But it's also imperative that we learn from the mistakes and successes of the past. For this year is too short to be making all the mistakes ourselves. This campus has benefited immensely from our predecessors, and the names Kwame Thomason, Elon Greenberg, CJ Slicklin, Ryan Lavin, Mazdak Asgari, Ahmed Salem, Vince Hartman, Mark Coombs, Adam Gay, and Sarah Boxer may sound foreign to you, but that's not very important. What's important is the mark that these individuals, who are students just like you and I, left on this campus. From making homecoming free to creating a cheap bus service to the airports during the holidays to establishing the direct election of the Student Assembly President and EVP, which allowed me to be speaking before you today. These students have left their legacies. Their legacies will live on through me. And in the same respect, you should also strive to reach a status where people think of you the way I think of them. Reach the level where people are distraught by the fact that future students will not be able to meet you and benefit from your company after you leave. As a matter of fact, we're still benefiting from the mark that some of them left 2 years ago when they allocated the student activity fee back then. Whether you are result-oriented and highly skilled at zoning in and getting things done on your own, or whether you're a good team player who is more emotionally aware and empathetic, I challenge every assembly member to recognize their strengths and weaknesses when it comes to our leadership styles, since we are all respective leaders. I have the highest confidence in our abilities, and I know that if each of us gives it our best, the success of the newly elected representatives is almost assured. So let us begin. All right, on new business now we have approval of the 2009-2010 standing rules by VP Ola. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, wait, actually, before that, Ola, I see that the student trustees are here. I'll give them a couple of minutes to introduce themselves. Are there any questions for Mike and Ace? All right, thank you guys for coming. Are there any motions?
Yep. Can I move to remove this? Is this
sure.
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any dissent? All right, so it's on business of the day now. That means that we can vote on this today. Yeah.
Or actually, can we go through just lines, just all the changes that we've made? Like, go. I know there aren't that many, but if you just, you know. Highlight them for everybody. Okay, nice.
Question paper on the annual thing, 210. after.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yep. Go.
Yep. Just a quick question. This may be directed to the parliamentarian. I'm not sure. There's so under new business, when the author, you know, puts something on, like it's 15 minutes to just ask questions, right? So there's no debate. There's nothing like that. That's what the 15 minutes is. Okay. So I'll move to call the question.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any dissent? All right. We're gonna go. There's been a call for acclamation. Is there a second to that? All right, any dissent? All right, standing rules have been approved. Next on the agenda is Resolution 2, creation of a student ambassador to Doha, Qatar.
Take it away. So you guys can just go ahead and introduce yourselves, give your names, and explain, I guess, you know, what you guys are here for. And
all right, thank you. So basically, this resolution is called the creation of a student ambassador to Doha. Seeing the experience we've had this summer, I believe this is an incredible need for this consistent relationship with our families in Doha. So I don't want to go through the entire thing, but basically the important part is I want you to focus, hold on to responsibilities, expanding through some of the resolutions, low cost points, lodging, are things that when working on the Ithaca Car program, we realize that there are additional funds for different things like this. That's the selection process. They'll be appointed by the president with the advice and consent of the student government board, confirmed by two-thirds vote in the assembly. I've also listed the limitations of this representative, to our ambassador. They're all there. And I'd like to hand it over to Maya Smith, who is one of the first transfer students from WCMCU. It's a great privilege to have us here today. She actually was the former president, past president of NEXTEC, which is the student government in Doha, Qatar. Thank you.
Is there anyone that would like to speak on the resolution besides Crispin? Well, Crystal.
I'd like to motion to move the resolution of business of the day.
Oh, she already seconded it. So,
during the time.
Yeah, so, I've read the, the resolution and the responsibilities and limitations and all that stuff. So, this would essentially be like a liaisonship, right?
Pretty much. We kind of like back and forth about what we're calling. They're at Better Practice Training and Ambassadors at Colony, MSS2, Student Ambassador to Ithaca. So, for consistency sake, you decide to call them and also not confuse the charge in the HR.
And so you'd be like the person sitting at this table, and so would they be, or how would that work?
Absolutely not. The person will not have any speaking rights, will not have any tennis rights. If you register the resolution under responsibility, you will be, he or she will have to give periodic updates or progress report at least twice a semester.
And so will that person also be reporting the events that happen here in Doha, or?
They will be communicating with the semester.
So it'd be like a delegate of the student assembly to the ambassadors, and then the ambassadors would go to
more or less.
Okay.
One community, because I think one of the problems that the university is dealing with right now is the separate schools on our campus and then the totally separate places of Qatar. But in reality, we are just one school and one university, and that's something that's a big theme that's happening this year. So I think this is a great step towards that direction, and I want to motion to vote. Can you do that?
Question, yeah.
Call the question.
Second.
Is there any dissent? Okay. So it's approved?
We get 2 minutes for closing argument.
Oh, 2 minutes for closing argument.
I have one.
I move for a hand vote.
I second.
Any dissent? Oh, all in favor?
Do I count?
Okay.
Did you get 15?
Yeah, I got 15. And so, all against? Abstentions? None, so... 15.
Is it? 15-0.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Great conversation. Well,
all right, next up is VP Kumar with Restructuring of Review Committee.
Not bad. I should have told you.
So, as I alluded to earlier, thanks a lot to our management committee. We have over 120 applications, roughly about 40 pages open on the initiatives that we've done. So, my goal is to expand the student assembly committee structure to include more people.
Yes, this is great. I mean, obviously the challenge of committees is to balance having a small enough committee that it's workable with large enough to generate ideas and all this stuff, and all the numbers in here look great. So I'd like to call the question.
This is right.
I'd like not to call the question. I'll,
No.
I would like not to call the question, and I'm done speaking.
Anyone else? Go ahead.
I was actually just wondering how it came up with the numbers. Was this the before this stuff that adding a couple of more would be helpful?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was kind of drawn my kids last year to the chair and the media under the computer. Basically, what the previous VP for its inauguration did was to allow more people to serve in an outdoor capacity. And I thought that was really great for me to have a lot of people who were from Canada join because of
okay, anyone else like to speak on it? All right, thank you, Nikhil. Next up on the agenda, voting rights for members of the undergraduate community, the community clause. Yeah, since Ola and I will be presenting the resolution, VP Kumar will be taking over as chair.
This is a charter change, so we won't be voting on it until next week.
Okay, so basically, just to give you a little bit of background and context, about a year and a half ago, two of the past SAH submitted a resolution with the same name. And it had sort of a similar idea, and I'll tell you what the difference was and why that didn't happen. So basically, they wanted to make it so that Most of the changes that I made, you know, I try to make things very clear. Just inserted the words popular collection to distinguish yourself from everyone else on the and the bylaw itself is included underneath that. Basically, this is how I explain it. So if a student were to attend three consecutive SAUs, to certify how high confidence that they are, they would be considered voting members on only sense of body resolution. So this excludes funding and budgetary decisions, because I thought, you know, there's obvious conflict of interest there, if they're voting on allocating student groups and inappropriate groups. And then the SA charter contains rules, so don't worry, you know, we're not at risk of being dissolved or anything. You go to make motions, they can't, you know, stay 5 minutes into the meeting at motions to adjourn and get out of here. Creation and dissolution of committees, so all these rights that I mentioned will still be reserved to you all. Selection of officers, selection of committee members, and liaisons from the popularly elected SBA. That means, you know, the two liaisons, the university assembly, the athletic conference, all that, that still going to remain within you. And, I like how they, Elon and TJ have alerted the Parliament Chamber to do. So just giving him a little bit of extra work. And, you know, within 15 minutes of the beginning of the meeting, that he would come and collect everyone's ideas and keep track and record of the attendance. Alright, and so I was running this idea by a lot of people, and they told me, okay, so what if, you know, an assembly member has a few friends, and he brings in one meeting, you know, an entourage, to attend three meetings and then present the resolution at a critical moment so that, you know, you can just overrun here, you can overrun the assembly and get it back. That's why I thought of having a veto. You're all elected representatives, right? So, so I stated that you reserve the right to veto the passage of the extensive body resolution pursuant to bylaw 1.3.8.4. Which states that these are resolutions, like I mentioned, not pertaining to, you know, budget or finance or charter change or something like that. Just a sense of student concern on campus. That's what the main problem is. So I think that is all. Oh, and there was one more amendment I wanted to make to the charter that is not included in here. I think it should go under membership, but I don't have. Well, you don't have the full text in front of you, so I might make that one again, but the idea is to have a minimum of two assembly members required to present the resolution. Now, I thought of doing this so that, you know, if an assembly member, you know, the situation that I presented has had a lot of friends coming to, you know, vote it through, you need the support of at least one of the assembly members. And I think if you're not able to find at least one other person that's on board with you with whatever idea you have, then it's best not even to present to the table. So it's not listed here, but I will change that.
I'm sorry, so you make a motion to change it now or no?
I don't want to.
Okay. Okay, so Chris Bates is first in the speakers list. Before I do that, if anybody wants to talk, just raise your hand and make sure I have you.
How do you guys foresee this affecting speaking privileges? Affecting speaking privileges and speaking order during resolutions? Especially because you're talking about community members only being able to vote in sense of body resolutions. You know, what about all the other assembly's business, which is like 98% of the assembly's business?
Yeah, so I think in the charter it stipulates that speaking rights are in the discretion of the chair. In the past, and I'd be happy to add this to the standing rules, you know, even though they were passed, we can still make them saying that in the case of really contentious issues, a member of the committee would be recognized
Okay. Also, so I mean, you've just talked for 5 minutes about, you know, trying to reassure us that this isn't going to change any of our responsibilities or privileges and all that good stuff. And it's only applying to sense of body resolution, so what's the point?
The point is to get more people interested and caring about the issue. I think that it's a little bit, I guess, elitist, maybe the right word, to think that, you know, we're the only ones who really have an understanding of the happenings on campus. I think we should take advantage and appreciate the fact that different people have different areas of expertise, and we would definitely benefit from them being here. I think everyone wants to feel the investment and desire to have an input in any process.
Okay.
This is basically what we're getting. We're getting them. It's like the beginning of a movement to put, you know, the power back into the hands of the students. So, you know, I never want to hear another student say that they don't know what the student assembly is or what the student assembly does. Because, or that, you know, they're not happy with any actions that the SA can take. This will give us an automatic response to anyone who does something. So, like, you know, you didn't like what happened, you should have taken it to the meeting. You should have put the time and effort.
Well, so if you're saying you should have come to the meeting, but that means that they have to know 3 weeks in advance what contentious issue we're going to be doing 3 weeks from now. So that's my big problem with this having any practical use to the assembly, because, you know, you're saying that this is useful because people will get involved, but the most you really debate any one resolution is 2 weeks, and that's only for charter changes, which they can't vote on anyway. So by and large, when we come up to a big issue like Chi Alpha, like you know, the Cornell Review issue last year in the fall, these are issues that are debated and voted on in a sense of body fashion over usually a 2 week period. So, what's the point?
Yeah, okay. So I think your main argument, I'm going to rephrase what you stated, is that a lot of resolutions happen within 2 weeks, so we wouldn't be able to vote. That's really not the issue. Next week, if you vote for this, starting that week, for the following 3 weeks, if students attend the following 3 meetings, they will have the voting rights for as long as they're in attendance. So true, for the next 3 weeks, they won't be able to, because they won't be implemented yet, because the guidelines say we have to make 3 weeks. So that's all we're going to have to wait.
Next on the speaker's list is Parliamentarian Cohen.
I was just curious if you could elaborate on the reasoning behind the change in bylaws, Article 6, Section 3, Item A.
With regards to executive session? Mm-hmm. Yes, sorry, I should have commented on that. So, currently the charter states under 6.3.8, the SA shall abide by the open meeting law and the spirit of this contract. Personally, I don't know what that means. So I just changed it to what it currently says, non-elected under guidance members of the Cornell community will be excluded from all elected sessions, which is currently the running procedure now. So I just thought it would be quickly. I honestly don't know when this was presented, who presented it, or, you know, any bearing it has on it. So if anyone else would like to comment.
I just want to remind everyone, we've allotted about 15 minutes for the presentation here, so just keep that in mind. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Rabbit.
It's my opinion that most people that would come to a meeting because they had some sort of investment interest in what's being passed, and I'm kind of nervous that then that would not be representative of the whole student body, and would just instead be the people that are interested in something being passed. So, do you have any concern that this would, like, undermine the whole idea of elected representation?
Undermine the whole idea
of elected representation?
No, I don't, because, like I said before, only you, the elected representatives, would be able to determine the agenda. If you don't want to see something even presented, You don't I wasn't really following the entrance.
I mean, like, the student assembly meetings that I've been to and that I'm looking around the room right now, there's not a large amount of people here. And the times that we do have a large amount of people, like the times that there's a big issue in that. And it's all because they all have an opinion usually for that issue. So I'm just nervous that if we give all of these people that have a big, are in support of this issue,
them
all voting right, then it's not representative of all the people in the Cornell community that disagree completely with that idea.
Yeah, and that's why, like I said, the response to that is if you feel so passionately disagree, then you should show up for the meeting yourself and make it work.
Alright, next one. And I just want to remind, if any community member wants to speak out, just feel free to let Parliamentarian Cohen know. Next on the list is Representative Mindy. And please remember to keep this in the form of a question.
I guess this is a basic question. Again,
not a quick basic question.
How does this work in line with the distribution of seats that have been allotted to the
only because we've gone over the allotted 15 minutes, but if anyone wants to make a motion, they can. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll extend it for 5 minutes.
You had mentioned that the appeal was called for, as a voting member, if a conference has occurred, let's say, one minus one, and a conference, two minus one, and a
next on the speaker's list is Representative Rex.
Okay. So I heard about this last semester, and I was kind of iffy on it. And I have a couple more questions. Okay, so you're saying that if anyone's really passionate about a subject, they come to all that same meeting to be able to vote through all that. That's great. I really think that we need ways to fill these chairs because, honestly, it's kind of sad. But isn't it the duty of us as representatives to go out into our populations of who we're representing and have them talk to us and tell us what they think so we can vote on it? Doesn't it kind of make us kind of arbitrary and actually no point of us spending an hour and a half here every Thursday? Because if they can just come and vote and say what they want, there's really no need for us to spend the week talking to our constituents, let alone campaigning for this position and spending up to $100 to campaign for it. I feel like it kind of just makes all of us, I don't know, there's actually no reason for us to even have this meeting. We might as well just have an open forum every week and leave it at that. But then you get into problems such as how long are the meetings going to go? Are we going to extend the hours? And all things like that. So if you could address those issues, that'd be great.
Sure. I think those are excellent points. I think last year when the resolution to have direct elections of president and executive vice president, I think, you know, all of us agreed, you know, I was there, D.C. Basil, D.C. Zunowitz, David Christ, and trustee, you know, we all agreed that, you know, we have to lessen our power for the sake of a more democratic voting process, right? And I think, you know, all of us agreed that, you know, we all desire more participation from the students. And you are lessening your power with regard to one out of five responsibilities that you have. I guess a potential decision-making power. And I specifically reserve one of the most important ones that we're going to be doing this year, the allocation of the student activities, which happens once every 3 years. I'm really, really just lucky to say that I have a part to do it.
I'm gonna cut you off here and go on to the next other speaker in a sec. VP Andrews.
My question was based on, so if students can't vote on, you know, resolutions, if they can't put resolutions forward, if they can't vote on funding, and then if we have this veto clause, I mean, what power are you actually giving students? I would actually feel more comfortable with the resolution if we gave students an actual voting, more of like a real voting privilege. Because right now it seems like more of just a qualm that we're giving to like the poor instead of actually, you know, giving them actual voting rights.
Yeah. So I think the main reason that I did implement this include the veto power clause is because I don't know if I'm going to take it as a cramming class in government. The fear of tyranny of the majority. I think it would be much more detrimental for us to be on the lookout for a potential overrun of, you know, students, whatever individual agenda they have, trying to push something through. I think I'm kind of protecting your rights as assembly members. And they do have a lot of power, but it's 2/3 is a pretty substantial number. It's less than 2/3 lot of veto gets than the resolution
passes.
I think they have a lot of power.
We still have names on the speakers list, but I'm going to go ahead and cut off debate until next week where we can debate the merits of it and then vote on it.
Thanks. Please, you know, please take this over if I have any other items or amendments from the
Thank you.
What?
Yeah. Sure, sure.
So next week, we're going to move on to.
So, right, so from, it's new business right now, so next week it'll be considered unfinished business. So we will have, you know, time to debate it and then eventually vote on it.
Okay, next on the agenda is me once again.
I'm going to let Nikhil take this one away so he can show me how it's done.
I can't do it.
Oh, I can't have to do it?
You have to.
Jesus.
Okay, so last week,
so I think this is really great. My question is, we're not voting on this today, right? We're going to be voting on it next week. Can I make a motion to move it to business day? Do I still have the floor?
All right.
So can I call the question?
Just fine.
I withdraw.
Yeah, so I respectfully disagree with Vice President Kumar and President Salem. A sense of body resolution expresses an opinion about things. This is kind of a waste of time. We're not expressing the Assembly's perspective on an opinion. We're expressing the Assembly's opinion on the event. Frankly, I think that when you take the derivative of the derivative of the derivative, you kind of dilute what the Assembly is all about. The Assembly is about taking a stance on issues, not a stance on a meeting that's talking about an issue. So there's really no point to this resolution. If you want to pass it, go ahead. But again, it kind of cheapens what we tried to do here, which is change student life. We could pass another resolution next week, you know, supporting Cornell Bhangra concert and saying that we endorse their concert. It's the same sort of thing. Or we endorse some meeting where they're talking about some issue that we care about. The essay will take a stance on that issue itself, which we did do back in the spring. The essay took a stance on the Chi Alpha situation. So if you want to call a question, I'll call a question. I'm going to go ahead and motion to table the resolution indefinitely.
Second.
You can dissent.
The analogy that you can make doesn't necessarily apply. I'm not saying that we're going to do it, but the outcome is generated discussion and thought that will emerge out of the think that this resolution...
Was there dissent? There wasn't any dissent.
I guess,
I motion to table.
I would say that maybe the first step to drastically change it, if you're reviewing,
point of following procedure. I'm sorry to cut you off here, but so we had a motion to table, and we had a second. So are we going to be voting on it, or what's the correct? Are you giving a?
There was anyone
there was a second, and there was no dissent. So
yeah.
Should we move into a vote?
Yeah, we should move into a vote in order to, or whether or not to table
the resolution. Indefinite.
So what, a hand vote?
Yeah.
Kill it, I guess.
You could table it with a specific time frame, so you can say we need more information on this, table it for a week. Table indefinitely doesn't have a time frame for coming back. It effectively ends the resolution. I motion to table indefinitely.
A hand vote. Those in favor of tabling indefinitely.
Anyway, it's just to explain, if it doesn't get tabled indefinitely, then we go back into debate, and then we can, you know, motion to, you know, vote on it or whatever, or amend or whatever. So first.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, time motion?
No.
Okay. So is there a motion to hand vote?
Yeah.
Second.
If I'm not the
second. Okay. So. Hand votes? All in favor? You got five? All opposed or against? One, two, three, four, five, six. And any abstentions? Four abstentions.
No, she's
no, she's a voting member.
Yeah.
So there.
Yeah.
So there's four abstentions and.
Motion failed.
Okay.
You go into the next speaker. And speak
okay. So then go back to Vincent.
Yeah. Okay. So I would actually like to, if the motion to that since the last motion has failed. I would like to broaden the resolution. So I would, because I just feel like the idea that the assembly supports the ongoing efforts of CURW and then the student assembly will not endorse one perspective is kind of contradictory. So I would like to. I feel like supporting the efforts of one organization is very narrow because, I mean, I think there are many organizations that we should support, and especially if we set this precedent of just supporting one organization, then we should support every organization that does something. So I'd be very in favor, I actually haven't worded this, but, so I'd be therefore resolved that the student assembly supports the ongoing efforts to understand the complexities of LGBT and religious.
How do I think something was five minutes?
It's only something that works here. Sorry. It only supports the ongoing efforts of understanding the complexities and this.
So
yeah, but I think it still supports their event, even if we give a broader resolution. Yeah.
Huh? Then just motion to table for a week.
Yeah. So actually, here, actually, Nikki has the wording that I want. So
yeah.
Natalie, sorry. I'm sorry.
Be it therefore resolved that the Student Assembly supports the ongoing efforts of understanding the complexity of different ethnicities and sexualities, and will not endorse one perspective, but will support continued dialogue and have Cornell students can live in a community where individuals respect one another. So I got rid of CURW and got rid of the complexity of this and similar situations and added of different ethnicities and sexualities. I think it says exactly.
Okay, so,
Yes, if Ola, or sorry, if Rami accepts it.
And
if Rami doesn't
accept it, then we vote on it.
So I guess, like I said, I would like to keep the QR information so that people know that this is an essay sponsored. I think if you agree with the content of the discussion, then you can support the discussion.
So you find my amendment correct or not?
I would ask you to
That's my one issue. I would vote yes on it. That's my one issue. It singles out one organization, and the assembly I don't think should support in census body resolution one organization because there's so many organizations that do good work on campus. Then I think we should write census body resolutions for all the events that do good and all the organizations that do good on campus.
Can you read it?
Yeah, so be it therefore resolved that the Student Assembly supports the ongoing efforts of understanding the complexities of different ethnicities and religions, sexualities,
if we vote,
and will not endorse one perspective, but will support continued dialogue about ethnicities, religions, and sexuality.
Oh, you're right. It's true. Yes. After this is done, whatever, we'll see.
Okay. How much is the support of the ongoing efforts of CURW and any other organization willing to understand?
Fine. Because how about this? I withdraw my motion and I motion to table until next week I can discuss about this.
So, do we take a hand vote again? Oh, is there a dissent? No dissent? So then it's all right, table to next week.
Not because they want to
I motion we move to executive session.
Second.
All right. Is there any dissent? Yeah, we'll just go ahead and move to exec session now. So if any non-SA members can please leave the room, that would be great.
The presentation of 24th?
Yeah.
Okay. So just for that week, send a reminder email to him or Beth or Deborah Lewis. Just a reminder if you can refer. Better yet, what I do is the meeting adjourned for all liaisons. Andrew, sorry. Your sentence is over.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.